So earlier in the week, I rudely interrupted Paul Larkham on his Holly Bobs in Portugal. Well, actually, he had a gig to talk about his appearance at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 18th of January. Hiya, Paul. Great to have you on the show all the way from Portugal. I'm well, Gel.
How are you doing, Ruth? Yeah, you should be. It's gorgeous out here.
I know, you've just been saying I want to be there. It's not fair. It's rainy and drizzly here. So, you are ranked in the world's top 10 Elvis tribute artists by Elvis Presley Enterprises. Wow, that's amazing. So, tell us about your story. Tell us a little bit about your history as a musician.
Well, my dad was a musician. Yeah. So, I mean, it depends how far you want to go back, really. But, so I grew up in sort of a musical family.
Yeah.
My dad was an entertainer.
And oh, cool.
I left school, joined the Navy. Yeah. But I was always an idiot at school, you know what I mean? The class clown, entertaining people. and then I took that into the Navy as well. And then,
yeah, I love it.
I always used to do George Formby.
Did you? Did you have a banjo?
Yeah, so play the banjo, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Probably do that better than Elvis, really.
I love it.
But then it sort of progressed in the Navy. We used to do shows when we were at sea.
Yeah.
And I used to pinch the laces out of the lads' boots and tie them
down. I thought you were going to say smells, then.
White trousers, yeah. So I made myself a little
name for
yourself. Suit. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
And then I used to have a laugh at sea with it.
Yeah.
And then when I left, I just carried on the entertaining, really. I was in a double act with my mate Lee.
Yeah.
For years, and then Elvis was always part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Elvis sort of took off, really. So,
right.
You know, I entered a contest in 2007.
Yeah.
And I ended up, within about 6 months, I was performing at Graceland. You know, it was crazy.
Phenomenal. Really. Absolutely amazing. And
yeah.
You were definitely meant to be doing it. You're also the only Elvis tribute in the whole world to have performed live and solo for Queen Elizabeth and the Royal Family on 3 separate occasions. How amazing is that? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was certainly a big part of my life, you know,
honour
to do it. But, you know, it's not like I was that good that she was searching for an Elvis tribute worldwide and found me, and I was just in the right place at the right time.
I love it.
Because, again, I served on board the Royal Yacht when I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
I actually worked for them, but, you know, they used to get me up in the Royal Dining Room. I'd just stand at the end of the table and do my thing, honey.
I love it. I saw the knee shake then, even though I can't see you. So, tell us about your costumes. They look amazing, and I read that your jumpsuits are of the finest quality and made by the same designer that made Elvis's suits in the 70s. How did you bag that one?
Well, I mean, you know, again, you know, anyone can buy them.
Yeah.
They cost a fortune, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest one's about £2,500.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, that's by the time you've spent on shipping as well, you know, from the States and import tax and everything else.
Yeah.
But the people that make them, like I say, it's the same designer that did Elvis's suit.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. I love that.
But you normally send your measurements off.
Yeah.
You know, and then they make a suit, and then you get it pinned up when you're at home, and then you send it back, and it's a lot of rigmarole, but you end up with a really good suit.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the pictures. They look amazing.
One really nice thing that happened was my first suits that I got off them, I was actually going to be in Memphis where they were attending the event as well.
Oh, wow.
So I said, look, you know, we may as well just, rather than send the suit over, I'm coming over, you can just measure me up. There and then, like, pin the suit on me.
So
they said, yeah, great. And to cut a long story short, they ended up sending someone to my hotel room because we were just so busy we didn't get to meet. And the guy that they sent was a guy called Gene Doucette.
Yeah.
And that is the man, that's the one that Elvis went to and said, I want to start wearing some sort of jumpsuit on stage. And he designed his first one and every single one.
Maybe so Elvis is living on in you, and he was directing you to the right people.
I mean, it was amazing, like, you know, I was suddenly changing and thinking, this is the guy.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I also read this. Although his show is authentic, Paul also puts in his own personality into the show with over 30 years experience in the entertaining industry. Expect some fun, laughter and tears whilst you are taking on a musical journey of Elvis through the spectacular 70s and the Las Vegas years. What can people expect from your set at Alexander's Live in Chester?
Well, I do like to have a bit of fun. I mean, you know, Elvis had a bit of fun as well.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, under the wig and the jumpsuit, it's me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, everyone knows I'm not Elvis, so I'm not going to stand there all night pretending that I'm the king of rock and roll, because I'm not. And
bring your own personal.
You know what I mean? So, I'll try my best, you know, when I'm singing the songs, but there's a lot of me, a lot of my personality that comes out well. And it's just getting that fine balance right, really.
That's
you know,
good.
I do it in a respectful way.
Yeah, totally.
And I have a bit of fun with the crowd. And I know, or I like to think, if Elvis was looking down, because he liked a laugh and a joke, he'd appreciate it. One thing that Elvis always said, a tribute wrote him a letter once, and Elvis replied, and Elvis said, you know, mimicry is the highest form of flattery, but never neglect your own abilities and your own personality.
Yeah, so that's in the words of Elvis himself.
I'm the way I do it is hopefully what Elvis would appreciate, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not just copying his act and
exactly.
And trying, you know.
Well, you're going to absolutely love Alexander's Live, and Chester welcomes you on the 18th. It's been lovely talking to you. I'll let you get back to the beach. Not that I'm jealous in one bit at all, but I am.
And, thank you very much, Ruth.
All the best for your gig at Alexander's Live on the 18th. Have a blessed 2024, and I'm sure we'll speak again.
Are you going?
Hopefully, all being well. I've got quite a busy life with, I work at school, I've got a granddaughter, and I'm getting on a bit, but hopefully I'll find some time to come out and see you. That would be great.
You only sound about 12.
I'm definitely not that. All right, get back to the beach, and have a blessed time over there as well.
Thanks, nice talking to you.
That was Paul Larkham there from Pure Presley, and he is coming to Chester and playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court this coming Thursday, the 18th of January. Here's a little teaser for you. It's Paul's rendition of Elvis's Just Can't Help Believing. It's a good one. Enjoy.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle, when a trace of a misty morning and a promise so tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me. My heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl stay. This time the girl is gonna stay more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in mine, and it feels so small and helpless as my fingers fold. or more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand, and it feels so small and helpless as my fingers fold around it like love.
That was Paul Larkham there, the next best thing to Elvis. A little teaser for you, his rendition of Elvis's Just Can't Help Believing. If you want to buy tickets for his gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 18th of January, all you have to do is head over to alexanderslive.com.